You're listening to Breakfast on Radio Adelaide, and I'm your host, Nick Ward. It is 11 minutes past 7. Serena Williams' anger at the US Open final cost her the match against Japan's Naomi Osaka, but it's also generated a wide array of debate across the globe. Now, one of the opinions that has generated incredibly heated arguments have been those that have come in the wake of cartoonist Mark Knight's depiction of the event for the Herald Sun. Joining us to discuss it is Professor of English at Flinders University, Robert Fidian. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, why do you think this cartoon has generated so much controversy around the world, and what form has this reaction taken?
Okay. Well, the really interesting thing to me, because I've been researching cartoons since the late 90s, which is back before the internet largely, and then a cartoon was published in the Herald Sun and it circulated in Victoria and maybe made it as far as Mount Gambier. And that was really it. And the thing about this is that it's been taken out of an Australian newspaper right into the vortex of American race politics, because now suddenly it can be tweeted around the world, and that really does change the rules for any satirist, because the satirist has to have some idea of what his or her audience is. And suddenly now, or recently, you know, fairly suddenly, it's become the world. And that, particularly for cartoonists who have to work with caricature to get their message across anyway, that complicates their life endlessly if they're going to worry too much about creating a reaction.
Mm. So you'd venture that cartoons like this would have caused, you know, much less controversy 20 years ago. What would you say are the most significant changes in the way we interpret these images between then and now? Or is it mostly a distribution thing in your eyes?
Certainly I think we've become much more sensitive to questions of race over those decades. But I think it is particularly a distribution thing. I doubt that J.K. Rowling, who tweeted about it, would be a regular reader of the Herald Sun, put it that way.
No.
So I think, and particularly, you know, and there is a bit of enthusiasm for outrage out there in the world on all sides of these things. And if you're looking for something to be outraged by, Twitter makes it an awful lot easier.
Now, Mark Knight, he said he wasn't trying to be racist in his depiction of Williams, but do you think the cartoon was still intended to be provocative on some level?
Yep, of course. The cartoon is intended to be provocative. I don't think Mark Knight was deliberately being racist. I've been looking at his cartoons for about 20 years, and he's been strongly. If you go back to the days of the Tampa crisis and the refuge and the asylum seekers and refugees, he's got a very long and strong history of being good on that topic. So you know that's. You wouldn't know that if you'd just seen that cartoon for the first time on your Twitter feed in North America. I don't blame people for not knowing that, but I think he's played a reasonably straight bat. He's not sort of going all martyr like as some people sometimes, you know, as some other cartoonists, Bill Leake sort of did.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Yes, he really sort of stuck to his guns with the Indigenous affair.
But the other thing is that particularly the Herald Sun, Melbourne being Melbourne, does an awful lot of sport cartoons, and I think that would have been his primary filter. This is a sports person throwing a tantrum because she's not winning, and That would have been what he was thinking of first. On the other hand, there's almost no way you can draw an angry African American woman without some risk of using racial stereotypes, and particularly if you look at the hair and the lips, you didn't try really hard not to.
Mm. Well, that's certainly come in for a lot of criticism, but it does raise the point that it is dangerous being a satirist unless you impose a logic of, well, if this person is from this place or looks like this, then they should not be ever depicted for fear of causing offence. Is that the direction that some people seem to be taking this? Would this be ideal?
I guess an ideal world would be where everybody treated everybody with appropriate sympathy all the time. But satirists don't think we live in that world on average. So they do at least occasionally depict things to offend. And they do that. They have to wear the consequences. Again, I think Mark Knight's just been sort of standing up and taking his whacking for this. I think the newspaper around him's got sort of sanctimonious, but he himself is just standing up and saying, "I did it. That's what I thought I was doing. And you know, if you disagree with me, disagree with me, and that's fine."
Mm.
That's a robust exchange of views.
Absolutely. And the stick you sort of get hit with these days is it's sort of on a global scale. If you mess up and offend that many people, it can be quite punishing on a personal level. So there's definitely that aspect to it. But you mentioned the Herald Sun. Yesterday they published their front page with a bunch of Mark Knight cartoons that they don't really seem to be taking the affair in such a positive way.
Oh no, they're being sanctimonious. News Corp has a history of being sanctimonious on this topic. That's certainly true. I think we've got a fair bit of it in the media at present on all sides. And if people took a cold shower before they leapt to their keyboards, it would probably be a better world.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning, Robert. It was very interesting to get your perspective on this issue, and I'm sure it'll probably be buzzing around for quite some time to come.
Yep, no worries. Thanks, Nick.